University Press Audiobooks presents Democracy, Culture, and the Voice of Poetry. Written by Robert Pinsky. Narrated by Lloyd James. Based on the book published by Princeton University Press. Transfers to devices are permitted. File sharing and peer-to-peer usage are not permitted. Chapter 1. Culture. The term culture, with its old agricultural and biological connotations, has taken on a new, surprising centrality. In world affairs and in American electoral politics, in geopolitical analysis and in economics, culture has become a kind of ulterior cause of causes. It has been proposed that culture determines the power of a nation to achieve economic development, and that cultural, more than political differences, underlie electoral contests and atrocities, economic trends, and terrorist acts. Cultural clashes seem to have replaced ideological strife. Even the directions and conceptions of science have been seen in cultural terms. Far from resisting this trend, I want to consider the voice of poetry, emphasizing its literal or actual voice, within the culture of American democracy, amid the tensions of pluralism. The art of poetry has many of its roots in hierarchical, pre-democratic culture. The flirtations and imperial visions of European courts, the monkish preservations of scholars, the wistful, stylized perception of Asian officials and monks.